2022. It's a start of a new year, and I can't think of anything better than to just kind of refocus and reset as a church and kind of refocus on the correct things in life. And quite honestly, I can't think of anything better that'll help us refocus than this. A pigeon. Yeah, you know, I mean, I got to kind of bring in a little bit of my personality to this sermon, but quite honestly, a pigeon is what's going to help us think about where we're going as a church. And kind of something along pigeons, like what they do, like, you know, you sit down in the park bench, and, you know, you're eating your french fries or McDonald's or something, just enjoying it, and you accidentally drop a french fry, and instantly, boom, like something out of a horror movie, like 30 pigeons surround you with a french fry down there, and they're fighting over it, and you're like, what's going on? This is nuts, right? I mean, you've been there before. Tell me I'm not the only one that drops french fries on the ground. But, all right, so, you know, something with pigeons, and interestingly enough, you know, they're strutting around like this, and, you know, you get that weird, like, little bobblehead going on. They're all like, you know, you realize that that's actually, there's a purpose behind that. And, you know, Kent Chitley, I'm going to teach you something in this sermon here, something, and I don't think you know this yet, but something with pigeons, like when they strut like this, there's actually a purpose behind that. You see, they have eyes on both sides of their heads that's kind of focused out so then they can get vision all the way around and that they can kind of get a better view of predators or things coming in contact. And when they focus their head forward, they're actually focusing on an object. The neurotransmitters, it takes about 20 milliseconds for them to focus on an object. They focus on it, and then their body follows. So in actuality, they're not strutting around like they're all like, yo, what's up, you know, come get at me, you know, right? No, they're focusing, they're putting their head forward, and they're focusing on an object, and then their body is following. So something similar to this, and where we can be as a church in 2022, I want to talk to you about focusing on the right thing. Or maybe it's something that we need to maybe refocus on and recommit to. Maybe we've lost focus in 2021, right? Maybe we've lost focus on an object or on something. And maybe we need to be focusing on the right thing. So I want to let's think about the pigeon today. And in the story here that we're going to open up to, we're going to be in Numbers 21 today, but we're going to try to learn, or we're going to learn from what God's word has to say, but we're also going to think about the pigeon and properly refocus and putting our eyes on the right thing and refocusing and let our body go in that direction that we're focusing on. So guys, before we get into God's word, let's pray together as a church. We're going to be in Numbers 21 today, but let's pray. Father God, we thank you so much. I thank you so much for grace and the ministry here. I thank you for the three people that have committed their lives to following after you today in baptism. Father, it's an awesome celebration. I just pray over those three people that they would follow hard after you and focus directly on the mission of Christ and following you here. I just ask that you would bless them. Father, we want to follow hard after you in 2022, and it starts with opening up your word and just digging into what you want us to hear today. So Father, may you just come in our lives. We give you permission to open up our hearts and speak to us directly today through your word. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. So hey, church, let's stand together as we read. We're going to be in Numbers 21. Some of you might be familiar with this passage, but number 21, verse 4. We're going to be reading verse 4 through verse 9 today. They traveled from Mount Or along the route to the Red Sea and to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient along the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on the pole. Then when anyone was bitten by the snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. You can be seated. So looking a little bit at this story, I'm going to break it down verse by verse, and then I'm going to give us three things that we either need to focus on or refocus on as a church. So let's just look at right into verse 4. They traveled from Mount Or along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom, but the people grew impatient along the way. So at this point, the Israelites were kind of at the tail end of their 40 years out in the wilderness in the desert. So they've been kind of just wandering around, they're kind of tired. So you kind of get this a little bit that they're just like, oh, man. And we see in this passage before that the Israelites, they had just had a victory over the Canaanites. So think about this, like they just had like the adrenaline pump. They just, the Lord just enabled a victory through them. They're like, yeah, let's go and get these Edomites, yo. Let's attack them, right? But Moses said, no. We're gonna go around. I got a different plan. Moses was following God. God told him, we're gonna go around. We're not gonna attack the Edomites. And you think the Israelites here too, you know, a little bit, they're like, kind of get this back before we see Esau or Edomites. Israelites, Jacob, they had history, right? So it's almost like, this is like your arch nemesis. This is like, we're going against the Patriots here, the Bills, right? Like, this is like we really want, like, this victory means more, right? So think about this, like the Israelites were, come on, let's go. I'm impatient. But Moses said, no, we're going to go around. We're going to go around the opposite way, and we're not going to attack them. So think about this, though. Let's kind of put ourselves a little bit in the Israelites' shoes. Often, do we get impatient and focus on the wrong thing? We're focusing like, Moses, what are you doing, man? Like, can we just attack? Like, we've been out here for almost 40 years now. I just want to go and attack and get, hopefully, to the promised land quicker. And right, and we focus on that. That's all we have, is just a shorter distance between here and there, rather than following God and where God is taking us. The Israelites were growing impatient. You can just hear it right now, man. Is this adding time in the wilderness? Like, kind of think about the Israelites a little bit there. Like, is this adding time in the wilderness? Like, does Moses really know where he's going? Like, maybe a little bit of self-doubt in here, just growing impatient. And a lot of it, like we're looking like, silly Israelites. Like we don't get like that, right? Like, sometimes, you know, you think about Israelites here, they're like, oh, well, can't we just go back to Egypt? Like, I want to go back into captivity. You know, you've heard that before. And you mean to tell me that that's not thinking somewhere around here? Like, can't we just go back and attack or go back to Egypt? But in actuality, you know, isn't that sometimes we think about that? Like, I would love nothing more than to go back to 2019, right? Before COVID. I mean, but God's leading us forward. That's not what we're called to do. We're not called to live in the past. We're called to follow God and move forward regardless of the situation. We're just following God. We need to refocus on God. And this is something where the Israelites, they lost their focus on that. The Israelites lost their focus on where God was leading. Verse 5, they spoke against God and against Moses and said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food. So something interesting here, you could just see like they're growing even more impatient. And think of it like this, like Moses, God has provided for the Israelites, like manna from heaven. He's provided everything for them day by day for probably the last 40 years. And they're saying, we detest this food, we detest this water, there's no food, there's no water, we detest this miserable food. And last time I checked, bread was food. And this is similar in the sense that parents, you get this, right? Like you cook and you cook for kids and they're at the dinner table and you know your daughter, and this may or may not have happened in the Monroe household, but your daughter says, yeah, I'm full. And you're like, all right, well, you don't need to eat anymore. You know, you don't need to eat your peas, Bruce. You don't need to eat them. You know, your vegetables are fine. If you don't want to eat them, that's good. And then a couple minutes go by later, and you know, you bring out the apple pie or something, and instantly your daughter is hungry again. It's similar in this nature, right? Like you've cooked food. God has provided manna for Israel and has provided for their needs, but yet they're saying, I don't want that. I want something better. And you're saying, what God can provide us and given us? I want something else. That's what the Israelites are saying. Like, God has provided daily provisions for us. And the Israelites are like, nope, I want something else. But yet they grumble against Moses. It's similar in that nature, right? Like, as a parent, you'd kind of feel a little hurt. That's where God is at in this story. So Israelites lost their focus on being reminded that God provides for us daily. He gives us provision. He gives us exactly what we need when we need it, because he knows our hearts and he's there to give us. Let's focus on what God is giving us in 2022. So, you know what? Interestingly enough, God sent venomous snakes. And it's kind of one of those, at first look, when you look at this, like, so the Lord sent venomous snakes among them, and they bit the people, and the Israelites died. And at first look at this story, you look like, really? Like, that's kind of severe. Like, I just didn't want bread, and you're sending, you know, snakes to kill us? But let's look at this. Like, one of the things that God is, and part of his character, is God is patient. God is long-suffering, man. When I look back in my life, and I'm sure the three people that got baptized here would stand up and be like, yep, absolutely, God is patient. And God was patient with me. And I am so thankful that God didn't just give me the thing that I deserved back 15, 20 years ago when I deserved it. And it's similar to like this, because you can read in Exodus and Numbers, in Numbers 11, in Numbers 14, Numbers 16, Numbers 16, Numbers 17, there's a slide on here. And then in Exodus 14, 15, 16, 17, when you look at it, you're like, the pigeon is like, this is what God said right here. And God provided each time, and the Israelites needed to refocus. So this is not the first time that the Israelites spoke up against them. God provided each and every time for them. So in verse 7, the people came to Moses. Like, there were all these snakes around biting them, and Israelites were dying. So the people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed in the midst of just calamity and in death and in uncertainty that I'm sure in the camp and the Israelites did. Moses stopped and he prayed. In 2022, something for us to consider. Consider Moses. Like, when things don't go our way, when things get difficult, when things get rough, what are we focusing on? Are we focusing on the situations, trying to fix it ourselves? Or is the first thing that we're going to think about is thinking about praying and praying back to the Lord and asking him for guidance? And this is what Moses did. He prayed for him. You know what? I'm not going to, this refocus, I'm not going to question on God and what he's doing. I'm going to pray and ask him for his guidance. And you see this too in, you know, God speaks to us, maybe not necessarily directly, like, you know, he gives us this vision, but God speaks to us through his word. And you see this in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17, that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. His word is what is going to give us guidance in 2022. We focus back here. Moses prayed, and I'm certain that he looked in the scriptures for God's guidance. So God gives us this. He gives Moses something to do. He said in verse 8, the Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it on a pole, and anyone who is bitten will live." Can you just think about that for a moment? Like, that's another thing where you just look and you're like, why? Like Moses, like, I don't know, like me, I'm not Moses, thank God, but I mean, like when I read this, like, God, why? Like, that's kind of silly, right? Because, I mean, when you think about, like, serpents were meant to be, like, evil, like, you think, like, the Garden of Eden, like, yeah, that was the devil back then. So, I mean, if you're, you know, Jewish custom, you know, you think, like, that's kind of, you know, evil for us just to put that up there, right? Like, at first glance, you know, that's a little weird, but something that Moses did was he followed God's command. He didn't question it. When God tells us something, we better listen. Take it from Moses that he doesn't question. He's like, God, that's kind of weird. That's kind of strange, right? But he just follows it. He sees it in verse 9. So Moses did it. He made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone who was bitten by a snake looked at the bronze snake, they lived. So let's refocus on this story a little bit. When you think about it, you know, these snakes that were around on the ground, those were our sins. Those were the doubts. Those were the worries. Those were just the questioning God that were around us. And when you think about the Israelites, like, you know, do we not have those snakes that are around us sometimes too, and we focus more on our sin than we do rather on God? You know, the theology that's just unpouring in this story, and the Israelites didn't see it at this time, but we have the benefit of looking back and just looking at the theology that is just unfolding here is brilliant. It is so rich and so deep. And allow me just to point this out, a couple of things, just through three things where we can focus on in 2022. Point number one, and thing for us to consider, shift our focus away from feeding the snakes. There's all these, the Israelites were focused on their worldly desires and getting to the promised land so quickly to move on with their lives, they completely missed the point and the journey and where God was leading them. They were too busy focused on their situation. This angered God, which is why God sent the snakes down in the first place. This lack of trust in God made him upset, and God showed his faithfulness time and time again, only to be slapped away by the Israelites saying, no, we think we have it better. But you know what, let's not get caught up a little bit in here in thinking that the Israelites aren't kind of what we do in our own lives sometimes, right? Like, we get caught up in worldliness, unforgiveness, worry, selfishness, stubbornness, indifference, right? We're kind of the same way. All these things, we focus too hard on our snakes that are on the ground. What is your snake that you're focusing on? What is that sin in your life that we need to just cast away? I don't want to worry about my sin anymore. I want to focus on something different. And Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 kind of points this out to us. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Hebrews talks about this. Man, we're running a race. We are running towards God. And I want God's mission and God's purpose for God's glory. But I just need to throw off that sin. I need to throw it off. Literally, just cast it away. What are you doing in your life to get rid of the sins that are in your life? Or are you allowing them to get so close to you that it says in some points, fiery serpents, and these are serpents that will kill you. These aren't just like the happy little garter snakes that you pick up on the ground. No, these are venomous, fiery snakes that will kill you. And quite honestly, church, if you don't know Jesus Christ, and I love you, and I say this in kindness and gentleness, but also, if you don't know Jesus, our sin will kill you. Eventually, this is separation from God. That's all sin is, separation from God. That snake, that sin in your life is going to come so close to you, and it's going to bite you, and spiritually, it will lead to death. But thank God we have Jesus Christ that died in our place for us. So then now, we don't need to worry about those sins in our lives anymore. We can focus on something different. So it says here, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, thwarting the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. So this is something to think about in 2022. Point number two, focus on the snake on a pole, on the snake on a pole. Not the snakes, not the little S's around here. And when I say the snake, I think about like when you have a football player, when he talks about the Ohio State University, you know, when they introduct him, it usually talks about like the greatest and best football program out there, which is the Ohio State University. So you think about it this way, it's the Ohio State. You just think about, no, focus on the snake. Think about the best, the one and only, which is Jesus Christ. He was that snake on a pole. He was that sin. And I'm gonna show you here, man, just the theology that we have the benefit of looking at this is truly awesome. And you can see it up here on the screen, but I would just encourage you, man, look in your Bible and just look at, turn to John 3. And we all look at John 3:16, and yes, that's a fantastic verse, but we never look at the verses beforehand. But let's look at the two verses beforehand, John 3:14 and 15. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Thank God Christ died for our sins. But even more so, when you look at 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Christ on that pole became sin. And back then, the Israelites, when you look upon that pole, when you look upon Christ, they didn't see it, but man, this was the first ever symbolic point of Christ being raised up. Back then, this was beautiful symbolism in the Old Testament. This is awesome. I don't know about you, but when I look at this, I'm like, this is nuts. And then 500, 600 years later, boom, in comes Christ. He died for our sins. He was that snake on a pole. And you know what? In 2022, I want to focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to focus on his death, burial, and resurrection and what that means for my life. You know what that means for my life? That means that I no longer have to live and look at these little small snakes anymore. You don't have to if you know Jesus Christ. You don't need to focus on that anymore. You can focus on something different. The world, they're too busy focusing on self-help books. You know, maybe this will get me through. But they're not focusing on the sin and the root cause of the problem, which is that they are perishing. And church, I love you. If you don't know Christ, I mean this lovingly. There is a way out, and that's to focus on the snake on a pole, which is Jesus Christ. So in 2022, church, I love you. I don't want us to focus on the small snakes that are down here. I want us to focus on Jesus Christ, the one and only snake that died for our sins that's up on the cross. But then through that, now comes the time where we can actually look forward as a church in 2022. And I'm going to take a little bit of liberty with this, so please forgive me, but I'm going to bring it out in Bible verses, not necessarily in this story. But it's found in the last two words of verse number 9. So when the Israelites looked at the snake on a pole, it says what? They lived. In some Bible verses it says he lives, but in this one it says they lived. This is one of those where they lived. Well, what happens in they lived? Like, what does that mean? I'd like to think that, you know what, they lived for Christ in light of, I no longer have to look at this anymore. And this is what I want us to focus on for the rest of the messages. I no longer have to focus on the small snakes. Once I focus on Jesus Christ, give my life to him, now I am free to live. Because he died, I am now free to live. Because he died in my place. Substitutionary atonement at its best. So point number three, man, in 2022, I want to live life focused on the mission of Jesus Christ. Once we focus on the cross, man, now we can just focus solely on Jesus and his mission and what it means for our lives and what we can do from here on out. So in 2022, church, let's focus on this. Philippians 2, 3, and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Value others in humility above yourself. Man, that takes a little bit of humbleness, right? Like that takes, okay, well, you know what? I need to pray to God to show me, like, man, I don't know about you, but as a dude, sometimes, like, one of my little snakes on the ground is my pride. And I need to get over that and be like, you know what? I need to walk in humility. And that book that Rich gave us, or Rich, somebody in the church generously bought the hundreds of books for Gentle and Lowly back there, there's like 20 of them left. I would encourage you, please take one, or even that, we have tons of them left. Just take one and give them to a friend saying, hey, this is a book. And it talks about just being gentle and humble and lowly, the way that Christ was. This is something that Paul tells us in Philippians, that, you know what, I need to do nothing out of selfish ambition, which is for me. I need to do it for Christ alone, or vain conceit, but I need to be in humility, put others above yourself. What does that look like for you to focus on in 2022? Focus on serving others. And what Paul is actually talking about, and you see in verse 2 and 3 before this, is that he's actually talking about the church. Paul's like, you know what? Man, like, this is going to bring me so much joy if we focus on people here in the church, in the body, serving one another. In 2022, how awesome would that be if we just built one another up and put somebody else above myself? And this isn't a passive little, oh, I'm going to look, you know, look out to your interests. I'm going to look, oh, yeah, he likes the Bills over there. Oh, he's a Cowboys fan. He's obviously more sinful than other people. But I can say that I'm a Cowboys fan, and I'm definitely not sinful. Woo. But the one of those where you look at it is that, oh, I say that jokingly. But this is one of those where, you know, we need to look upon other people's interests. This isn't a passive thing. This is an active involvement. This isn't like the Psalms where, you know, God looked upon his creation and he just kind of stood back and like, okay, that's going to hurt. I wouldn't do that. No, this is a, you know what, I care about you. I'm going to be involved in your life. So in 2022, church, let's look for opportunities to serve one another in this room. The other thing, though, too, is in Luke 4, 18 through 19. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. This is Jesus talking, straight out Christ talking to us. And he's in the church in Nazareth, and he's talking to probably his family right here, people that, you know, saw him grow up. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, the recovery of sight for the blind, and to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And all this means, the year of the Lord's favor, this is one of those where the year of the Lord's favor, his mercy is upon us. He has given us wrath. You know what? Right now in 2022, this is the year of the Lord's favor, because we don't have the Lord's wrath right here. Sure, the Lord could be wrathful if he wants, but he is giving us mercy. He's giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ if you don't know him. But he is also giving you an opportunity, Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian, to refocus back on Jesus Christ. And how awesome is it, man? We got Justin and Julie and Vlad, man. You guys refocused your life on Christ. So you know what? Now I am going to focus on Jesus Christ in 2022 and beyond. What an awesome reminder up there for us. And you know what? We also have 15 and 16 people that are gonna join our church without a pastor. I mean, I pray. And you know what? I'm hopeful that the Lord is going to lead us to the man in 2022. But we have 15 or 16 people here joining us saying, you know what? I'm committing to this mission regardless of who that person is. And quite honestly, man, I'm just giving you guys a glimpse of where we're at as leadership in church, in that where we're at right here is we are a church running straight on to Jesus. Your leadership wants nothing more than to focus our lives, focus our church's mission straight on Jesus Christ. And Rich, no, I'm not calling you Moses, but you know what? I will follow you in the wilderness if you want, because I know that you are following hard after God, and I will tell you that your eldership is following hard after God as well. We just want Jesus Christ to be proclaimed in this community. But you know what? Since we're running and we're not concentrating on the little snakes or concentrating on worry or selfishness or just vain conceit, but you know what? Once that pastor comes along, you know, we're running. We're running as a church. That pastor's just going to come right along with us and just jog right next to us in 2022, that we don't even need to slow down, because we are on a church so much on mission that once that pastor comes in, boom, we're instantly going, and we go that much faster as a church to serve Jesus Christ. So in 2022, I want you, yes, pray for us, but pray ourselves to the church as we serve one another. But also what Jesus is saying right here, and I'm just going to read it again because it's so good. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedoms for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Sorry, I got off back talking about the Lord's favor. But you know what? This is where Jesus, in 2022, I want us as a church to go beyond just right here and serving one another. Yes, we should be serving one another, but we should be proclaiming the Lord and the freedom for the prisoners, for the people that don't know Jesus, because they're prisoners. They're literally chains. Their sin is chains and binding them. And you know what? We are here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So in 2022, church, let's focus on having that person in your life that doesn't know Jesus, that, you know what, this year, I'm going to commit to praying for them. I'm going to commit to walking and helping them and loving on that person. So in 2022, who is that person that you're focusing on? And but you know what? It's not you that does the work. It's Christ that does the work. But how awesome is it, you know, if you just come along and pray for that person, and then God uses you in an amazing way. I want you guys to consider that. Who is that person that you need to focus on, that needs to know the Lord, to recover their sight? And this is when you think about recovering a sight. This is the person that might be just so far gone that maybe once was in the church. Let's bring them back. This is an opportunity to reach out. This is not a country club right here. This is not just once you're in, yeah, we're just here. Who cares about the outside? No, this is a hospital. This is a hospital for anybody that needs to hear Jesus Christ. Man, I want to bring in anybody that doesn't know him. I don't know about you, but I want people to know Jesus Christ. Church, now's the time, man. We can refocus. And worship team, you guys can come on up. But in closing comments, this is my last comment for you guys, and this is my last comment for you guys to consider. You know, where your focus goes, your energy flows. If I'm focusing on the small snakes around me, then my energy is going to go on those sins that are right there. If my energy is focused on the snake on a pole, then I have no choice but to be like, you know, in gratitude, thank you, Lord, for what you did. But then I can live my life in mission for him because of what he did in my life. And this story is something that'll show us. So think about this. Where your focus goes, your energy flows. Where is your focus going in 2022? I want our focus to be focused solely on Jesus Christ, reaching the lost and serving one another. I love you guys. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, for your daily just provisions of manna from heaven. Father, I ask that just each day in 2022 that we would just start it off by giving you praise, by giving you thanks, just for who you are and what you've done in our lives. Father, I pray that this is a year of refocusing on the things that truly matter. Father, I thank you that you are just so worthy. I thank you for your gift of your Son. Father, we love you, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen.